Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, setting the standard since 1923.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, Dave Lewis, and we've got Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Administrator Robert Reese joining us here today. We've been talking, if you've missed any of the first segment, we've talked a little bit about the new EMS station going over in the Green Valley area and also the Green Valley Governance Plan here, which is a major topic here. It's one of the biggest topics I think your county's facing right now. And part of that here is obviously the future of that area, whether it incorporates, whether it annexes into the city of Manhattan or whatever happens here going forward. You mentioned, Dee, the need for another route into the city where a lot of people work, they play, you know, they do business over there. Will this plan eventually, one way or the other, will that help the cause for maybe another road over in Junietta, the Junietta Road coming into Riley County?
Yes. I can't, at this point, with more than 75%, I think, of the responses, people wanting that, the understanding that Junietta is aligned with Marlette on the other side of the river, and it is. Marlette is being expanded by the university and the city to be a four-lane road to what? turns and pushes everybody down to McCall and down to the center of town. Most people, we're actually building north of what would be Junietta with new housing developments. And so people go down, drive maybe 2 miles down to 24, and then they angle down to the direction of McCall and Fort Riley Boulevard. And then they turn and go back up there and go across on 24, or on Marlette is kind of hard. People just take the shortest route. It drives traffic down into Aggieville and to the center of town. It is also very important, and I said that joint land use study from Fort Riley is part of our funding, but the reason that we were funded that was a discussion at the regional meeting in Kansas City about 42% of the people who work in Manhattan or who work in Wamego and in our county exchange and drive that road. Every time we add a house, it's about two more cars. We have put about 100 houses per year into the developments out there. There's that many lots already built and a study that makes it even logical to think that the growth will continue simply because the joint land use study says that they don't want a lot of houses on the west side of Manhattan due to the noise and the fact that if you want to keep a $4.5 billion army there, you can't have complaints about the training noise and the impact. They don't want streetlights necessarily shining up into the area for drones and so on. So the development of the entire area, if we're talking about it, requires a way to have a safe second route. Right now, if there's a flood, probably we couldn't go back and forth. But even more seriously, we need a rec or something like that, a way to bring kids to the new school that that's already passed with the bonds. And it is on Junietta Road. And so comprehensive planning just says, logically, it should be there. It was written in 2003 in a plan. It was drawn in back at that time. And here we are about 15 years beyond that, and people are still denying its usefulness. I think, in general, people who are looking at the development of the area can see the value of it. It is something that our commission has seen as important. We just need to see that it is there's reciprocity on the other side of the river to do that. And it can be a county bridge. I'm giving up on probably the larger bridge that I thought should be on Highway 24 when I was a commissioner before. In Dodge City, we built a bypass, which I envisioned originally this to be. If it's on the state highway, the state shares in the investment. As a county road or the fact that the rules make it difficult for us to do that, because we're in an MPO, transportation district, multiple area. The rules say if we don't have the money, we can't put it on the list, but we can't put it on the list unless we have the advanced preliminary engineering, which takes money. Mm-hmm. Counties are under a tax lid, and it makes it very, very difficult. I heard discussion about potholes earlier, and I could say that part of the reason we're having challenges there is because we're under the tax lid.
All right. I have a question here, but let's get to a caller here first, and good morning. You're on In Focus.
Well, thank you very much for widening everyone's horizons. You know, we've all voted with our feet and our money to move over here to Blue Township. And the banker tells me each one of us has brought approximately $350,000. So we're not gun shy about the money, but when you go to improve the Green Valley 24 intersection and what the state is saying, six lane 24 into town, everyone is going to hold you responsible for tearing up the road and impeding the flow of traffic. Now, your new ambulance facility there, is that going to give us room for the new radio towers? You know, Manhattan's spending $13 million on the new radio towers. They say that it's demanded by the federal government. The same federal government demands are probably going to come upon you. Something we haven't heard you guys talk about. Thank you.
That's an interesting question. When I started serving on the NBAF committee, or at least sitting in on their development, I asked about NBAF supporting communications across multiple counties, because that would be part of what is needed if there's ever a serious emergency. And that didn't gain any traction. And I have suggested at city-county-county meeting that we talk about our dispatch and making sure we're all aligned, but there was not much conversation prior to Riley County going ahead with their towers. There's some challenges with that we are aware of, but the conversation didn't occur, so we're now being reactive. Is that safe to say?
I don't know if we're reactive. We are, Pottawatomie County is in the process of evaluating their current radio system and looking at a couple of different alternatives. In essence, what we're looking at is trying to utilize some of the state towers and communication devices so that it provides us with a little bit better coverage, if you will, within our within the topography that we have challenges with in the county. And there we're probably looking at somewhere at that 95% to 97%. Coverage within the county, which is really exceptional. But I know that currently our sheriff Greg Wright is heading that study up and is working with a couple of vendors to try and flesh out what this thing might look like.
All right.
One of the other things that comes from that is a discussion about dispatch across multiple counties, and I know that in Kansas City area, five counties are together, and when we meet, I keep saying we do not need dispatchers in multiple places. We need the system that will really work for everybody, and that will save us all money. It's hard to bring that together, but I still believe that those kinds of visions and that new technology is essential to making headway for the region.
I understand we have a caller here. Good morning. You're on In Focus here with Dee McKee and Robert Reese.
Right. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Dee just came up with a super idea, which the Highway Patrol started probably about 10, 15 years ago. They used to have six divisions with dispatch for their area and also the turnpike. Now they have one dispatch at Salina. They dispatch the entire state. They've got repeaters. They've got a big tower over there about St. George. It takes care of the whole East Corner. Okay. You know, everything starts new in California, and sooner or later it gets here. Styles, shoe styles, hairstyles. You know, I mentioned several years ago to some people, why don't we follow California? Verizon has a setup where they have cell phones for the dispatchers, I mean for the police. They can put one ring and ring all the cell phones at the same time. And then it isn't out over the air for everybody to listen to. The people listen to those scanners, and they know where everybody is, what's going on, who they're looking for. And it's very easy to do. We just need to kind of look around a little bit. You know, we always want to be in this area. We always want to be compared to somebody. We want to be up to date. We want to have the highest taxes. I see now that we're out of money again because we want to raise the sales tax. You know, we just keep nibbling, biting the sales tax. They say, oh, it isn't very much. Well, it's kind of like being nibbled to death by a duck, just a little bit at a time. So if you think about that cell phone thing, we're just spending several $1 million on towers over here. Don't even need them. Cell phones go everywhere. There's a cell phone in every section of the country now. I can get in on anything. It's probably 15. I can see from right here. I can see three towers where I'm sitting.
What?
I'll get off a sawhorse and let you discuss that.
We did have some presentations. I sit in with the emergency planning group once in a while, and the limitation was we had dead spots in some of our areas for the one that did present. So it's in conversation, but not necessarily 100%. Maybe you know more about that, Robert, than I do, but I know that was the big problem, is that it was dead-ended out toward the north end of the county, and they didn't have the towers there for the company that was presented that was supposed to represent the state. So if it works, we'll probably take a look at it. The biggest thing is that technology should have its chance to improve services when it's appropriate.
Yeah, I believe that's a technology that the sheriff is looking at as, if you will, kind of a supplemental to the 800 system that he seems to be focusing on.
You know, and he brings up the use of cell phones here, but we live in a place where we have severe weather, you know, quite a bit here. Whenever there's severe weather, cell phones don't always work the best. Isn't that, usually the case?
Yes, it was exactly what happened in Greensburg when I was out there. There was nothing for days. But we do have, and I heard a little comment about it this morning earlier, is Everbridge. People can sign on, and if their cell phones do work, it'll give you a pre-warning or tell you which roads are closed due to an accident. It's attached through the county homepages, probably every county, every city. So if you're not signed up with Everbridge, well, you might take that as an extra precaution for information.
All right. Very good. Let's take a break. We'll come back more here with Pottawatomie County Government on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance.